Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, March 8th of 2022, and I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live, where I do this show on every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. And we call this, it's just so good to be with you again. And for those of you maybe who didn't tune in last night, maybe you wondered, oh, by the way, Miracle Man, where were you the last couple of weeks? Oh, well, I was in Florida, and then we had the conference. There was a show in between there that I was going to do, but we had technical difficulties in the way that we have since resolved, and so we are back on. And thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We're back on the air. We got that figured out, and so we're back on, as we always are. And we have our back on the air, and and of course, I had told you last night a little bit about the Holy Spirit conference. What the Holy Spirit conference is about? The idea behind the Holy Spirit conference is that it's a conference where you just allow the Lord to just come in to the house of God and just do anything He wants. The agenda for that conference is based on the Holy Spirit. It's not necessarily like a Ministry of Helps conference or a leadership conference, or some places they may have a pastor's conference, some places they may have, and in different conferences, if you're going to have a conference, you should decide what you're going to call it, rather than just say we're having a conference. So you have to think, you know, what's the purpose of the conference? Well, at our church, I mean, when Dr. Buckley does a Holy Spirit conference, whether it is the annual one he does at Living Word Church or the other ones that he does. We'll just use this year for an example. This year he did one in San Diego. We did the one here in Midland. A couple of months, there'll be one in Palm Coast. And then there'll be one in Amarillo, Texas in October. Those meetings are designed with the Holy Spirit in mind. Now, of course, these other conferences, like I said, Ministry of Helps and Leadership that we do, have a different focus, but the Holy Spirit is still truly involved. And then there you have other kinds of, you know, more group-specific conferences. By group, I mean, you know, a women's conference like Women of Righteousness, or a youth and young adults conference, Invasion, or so those are focused like at certain people, and so it was a really good conference, like I said, and the anointing for each night was for something different. And then during the day, during the morning session, Dr. Barclay taught from the Word. During the night, this time he would preach, barely preach, more of an exhortation. And instead use the nights to do more spiritual work. And so, it was just powerful. And for those of you who did not stream it, go back on YouTube. Those services are there. Mark T. Barclay, YouTube. Mark T. Barclay, Facebook. Go watch them. Go see for yourself. Friday night, they laid hands were laid on everyone in attendance who was not in the fivefold. Hands were laid on them by a big group of preachers who had hundreds of years worth of ministry between all of them put together. Hundreds of years of ministry, like near over 800 years. And so just, so that is powerful stuff. And so part of what I love about these conferences is, and I know it's 4 days, I was not going to say that there were people there, including myself, who on the last night in particular wanted the last night of the conference to go later than what it did. But, hey, it was still a great night. But at the same time, we have to realize something. You have to quit when God says to quit. Whenever God says to quit. And so if you go over and above what God says, at that point it's just can become dry. It just becomes so you have to follow what God says. At the same time, what if you cut it off early? And don't do everything that God says. So it's important that you follow what he says. And so that is about the conference. All right. And so, let me just check the clock real quick. Yep, we're doing good on time. And this is the only sports I'm going to mention tonight, but I will do it now. As for baseball, they are still locked out. The Players Association, they're still locked out. They have not yet reached a deal. I hope they can reach a deal soon, because the longer they wait, the more games get canceled. It's just how it is. They're already to a shortened season, one of less than 162 games. Players want tons and tons and tons of money, like more money than what they already get. And so my hope is that they can reach a deal soon, because the sooner they can reach a deal, the more of the season can be salvaged and the more games they can play. Listeners. So, because I want the season to happen. I do. And so I will be talking about Big Ten tournament and some things like that tomorrow night. So we'll have that to look forward to. Also, Coca-Cola has introduced a new beverage called Coca-Cola Starlight. It's supposed to taste like some kind of s'mores thing, like a campfire type thing. It's supposed to be kind of different. I haven't tried it yet. Tried to find it today, but Walmart in the cooler only had a zero sugar version, which I thought was kind of dumb. Where's the real stuff? I don't want zero sugar. I want the real stuff. And for some of those people who might say, oh, Miracle Man, the zero sugar tastes like the real thing. Doubt it. Doubt it. I prefer the real deal. Just like I don't want a watered down word of God, I don't want a watered down soda. No, I want the real thing. Part of why I don't like ice in my soda. I don't want it watered down. I don't want to lose some of the soda that I would have got if I had ice. But I would have not got if I had ice. So I don't get ice in the glass. Maybe if it's warm, I'll allow for a little bit of ice. But by it, I mean the soda. But other than that, cold soda for me, please. Please, please, please. Okay. Just so you catch my grist and see where I'm going with it. And so that's the way that I see it. Okay. Now, I want to remind you real quick about the two announcements that we always make. Announcement number one is about the book. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. Again, that Rivers is spelled R-I-V-E-R-S, not R-Y-V-E-R-S like my name, but R-I-V-E-R-S. It's the story of my life and how great the Lord has been. All the miracles and everything that God's done in my life, it's chronicled in there, and it's a great story. If you haven't read it yet, you need to read it. And furthermore, why not buy one for someone else while you're there? Buy a book for someone else. Let it be a blessing to your life. And then be a blessing to someone else's life. Amen. Amen. And so go online and to the website, and you can avail yourself to that. Look, the other thing I want to remind you of is about sowing into the Miracle Man program. You can sow your seed into the Miracle Man program by going online to paypal.com, and in the search bar type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. So that is River Shukla. Please keep in mind that there is both the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. The other thing I want you to keep in mind is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And I would like you to please keep that in mind. So just keep that on your mind. In case you're wondering. And so, about that, also, I was going to talk about the heaps, but we'll do that tomorrow. We'll discuss about the 5 months of the heaps, read you the verses on it, and we'll take a few more minutes. I'll plan a few more minutes so that we can discuss that properly about the heaps and what it's about so that you have good understanding so that we can activate that in our own lives. And besides that, this year is the year of the double. So double heaps. Heaps for March, April, May, June, July. And tomorrow night, when we talk about the sowing the seed, we're going to talk about the heaps. The verse I want to sow into your life tonight is where it says, in the Bible where it says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health. Oh, even as your soul prospers. So how's your soul? How's your soul feeling? How are you doing? Getting along with other people or not? And so you just have to look at yourself and wonder. Because if you're breaking hedges, you're not going to prosper the same way. You're not going to prosper if you're breaking hedges. You're not going to prosper. Jesus wants you to prosper. He wants you blessed. And for those of you who think, oh, Jesus wants me poor, that's a lie. That's a big lie. He doesn't think you're more spiritual just because you're poor. He doesn't think you're more spiritual just because you're rich. No way. No way. Now, when you sow into the Miracle Man program, I pray over that seed. And what that seed does is just help us keep us going. I don't use it for my own gain. I don't use it for my own gain. I don't do that. I won't do that. I don't want to do that. Let's keep this going. And so, I'll take a real quick station ID break, come back, and we'll get into a couple songs, and then we will get into what the Word of the Lord has for us for this evening. As we'll be looking at part of John 3 tonight, because we went into 2 and 3, 2 and part of 3 last night, and we'll go into the rest of 3 and then to 4 for tonight, and we'll see what all the Lord has for us. And I will be back extremely soon. Well, praise God, we're back. And so now we're going to sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to get into, like I said, we'll get into the word of the Lord. But like I said, I'm going to sing first. I want to scream it out from every mountain top. Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good, good to me. Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to you. The earth and ocean deep only reflect this truth. And in my darkest night, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me. If a cry of praise my life will proclaim, you are good, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates, you are good, you are good. And with the cry of praise my heart will proclaim, you are good, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates, you are good, you are good. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good, good to me. Thank you, Jesus. You are always there. Mm-hmm. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You give peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things have still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done here. Greater things. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like you, God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done. We believe in you, God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done here. Are still to be done here. Greater things. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need, and without it, there's no meaning. Oh, your presence is the air I breathe, The song I sing, the love I need, and without it I'm not living. Oh. Your presence is all I need, all I want, and all I seek, and without it, there's no meaning. Your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, and the love I need, and without it, I'm not living. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. So I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no other name be lifted high. Your presence is all I need, all I want, and all I seek, and without it, without it, there's no meaning. Oh, your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, and the love I need. And without it, I'm not living. So I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. So I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. There will be no like you, and no one beside you, alone, not worthy of. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, not worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, not worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, and no one beside you, alone, worthy of all praise. So I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. So I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. nor is the name be lifted high. So I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. So I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you. No name be lifted high. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are with us. Your hand is upon us for these last days. We know, Lord God, that you are helping us to get through these days for whatever is coming next. We know, Lord God, that you are with us. You are with us, and that you don't leave us. You don't leave your children. You don't forsake your children. Your children are never left forsaken or begging for bread. We thank you that you have us. And whatever we go through, you know, we know that you have us and that we don't need to walk in fear and be afraid, because we know that you have us in your hands. Thank you, Lord God, and I speak to these storms coming against us, and that whatever these storms are in our own personal lives, that these things would cease right now, whatever they are, sicknesses, disease, tensions. Well, I don't know. For every person, it's different. But that whatever these battles are raging against us, I pray that these things would cease right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for this time tonight in your word, that it would be a time of refreshing to our souls, that as the word is taught, that you reveal things to these listeners tonight, wherever they are, wherever they're tuning in from, whatever their situation is, whatever they're believing for, that you just meet these people wherever they are, and that you just meet their needs. You heal their bodies, their minds. You heal them of all oppression, depression, whatever it is that's going on. You just heal it right now. And I thank you for that, that you are the healer. You are the God that heals our bodies and our minds. And that we can just live, rather than living in fear, we can live in peace. And now, Lord God, I thank you for this prayer on tonight, and that you use me as an oracle to teach your word, and that these people have minds, have ears to hear, hearts ready to understand, minds ready to receive. And that as they hear it, of course, faith will be imparted to them. And I thank you, Master. I make my confession over this program. Sponsors and partners come. Finances come. Thank you that big-time increases in listenership coming to this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Jesus, because of this program. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen. Now, time for the Bible confession. The reason I do a Bible confession on Miracle Man program is because of the Word of God. The Word of God, Jesus said, we can have the fruit of our lips. And so that's why I do this. Confession is No, it's not it. That doesn't mean anything either. So, we'll try that again. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what the Word says I can do. And I can have what your Word says I can have. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a history book to me. It is more than a religious book to me. It is the uncompromised Word of God. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will believe, that I will receive, excuse me, I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want to encourage you folks, whatever I do here for the next bit, you do. I pray, you pray. If I sing again, for whatever reason you sing, as I study the Bible, why not? If you're not going to open up the Word of God, if you don't have a Bible around you or a device with the Bible on it, why not at least pay attention? Don't be writing your grocery list while I do my radio show. Pay attention. If you're going to tune it in, you're going to tune into the program when I'm trying to preach the Word of God, pay attention to the Word of God. Now, if I'm talking about sports or something and you decide, okay, maybe sports isn't my thing and you're making your grocery list, that's fine. It's time for the Word of God. Pay attention, please. With that, let's go to the book of John, chapter 3. And I want to start with verse 15. Praise God. John 3:15. And we're going to see what all the Lord has for us. Dr. Barclay reminded us of this tonight. This past week. There's something that Dr. Osteen used to say a lot of years ago. And here's what it is. It's actually kind of funny. He used to say, there are two sounds that a pastor loves. One of them is pages turning. What's the other one? Did you hear where he said when he said it? Brandon, did you hear what it was? What the other one was? It was pages turning and checks being ripped out of checkbooks. That's what I thought too. And every once, that's why every once in a while, listeners, not all the time, not every show, nothing like that, but every. And I think it's a funny liner that I've heard Dr. Buckley use over the years too, and I think it's kind of funny. He's like, yeah, like when the page is turning, because it's time to open up the Bible, or maybe when we're teaching, we're going to go to a different verse and kind of go around a bit, and then also at offering time when you hear that checks being ripped out of the checkbook, which a lot of people still use checks, but now, of course nowadays. So many people just give on plastic now, but there's nothing wrong with that, but all right, enough of that. Let's go to the Word of God and see what that has to say. So John 3:15, so actually, no. Let's back up to 14. I'm sorry. The Son of Man, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever walketh in doubt and unbelief shall Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, not doubt and unbelief, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal everlasting life, depending on what version you're reading. It says it either way. 17 now. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through himself. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Uh-oh. Lots of that going on. Lots of people not liking the light and going to the darkness. Uh-oh. All right, let's keep going. Verse 20. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear, or because they are afraid that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now, John also was baptizing at Enon, which was near Salem. And by the way, folks, where it said Salem there, he was talking about a city, not something else. That Salem was a city, not something else. So, Enon, which was near Salem, because there was plenty of water. And people were constantly coming to be baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he is baptizing, and everyone is going to him." To this John replied, "A man can receive only what is given him from heaven." Verse 28, "You yourselves can testify that I said, I am the Christ, but I'm sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. So joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater. I must become less." I mean, that's where we can get, you know, more of God, less of us. Verse 31. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies by what he has seen and heard. But no one accepts his testimony. The man who has accepted it has certified God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. Let's look at 4 now. We're going to look at part of 4, like, including where he sees the woman at the well. Now the Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than what John was. Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria, which was called Samar, which was near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour, or noon, as they say. It was about the sixth hour, anyways. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink," turning the page, "who it is who asks you for a drink, if you knew the gift of God and asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." By the way, folks, that's not Dasani, that's not Aqua, that's not distilled, it's not reverse osmosis, it's not city tap water, any city you could name in any state. No. It's beyond that. He asked him, and he would have given you living water. "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it before, as did also his sons and his flocks and their herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water," referring to natural water, "will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I give him will never thirst." Ever thirst. Never thirst. "Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Folks, that's not a trickle. That's not a trickle. That's a stream. Verse 15. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go call your husband and come back here." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus told her, "You are right when you say that you have no husband. The fact is, you've had five husbands, but the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know." And truth. And they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit. His worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said, "I know that Messiah," in parentheses called Christ, "is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." But Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." Or the way we would say it now is, "Well, woman, ma'am, you know, you're speaking to him right now. You're speaking to the Messiah right now." In other words, let's just check the. I will just read this last little. I'll just read this one last passage, and then we will discuss this. So then the disciples rejoined Jesus, because this way we can see like what the disciples had to see when they saw this. "Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, 'What do you want?' Or, 'Why are you talking with her?' Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, 'Come, see a man who told me everything that I ever did. Be the Christ?' They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, 'Rabbi, eat something.' But he told them, 'I have food to eat that you do not know anything about.' Then his disciples said to each other, 'Could someone have brought him food?' 'My food,' said Jesus, 'is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes. Look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the reaper draws his wages. Even now, he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus, the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work. You have reaped the benefits of their labor. So, what you see about this woman at the well, she goes, Jesus is just sitting there at that well, and because he's just sitting there, he's tired. This woman comes there, and Jesus says, you know, give me a drink. She's like, give me a drink. Go ahead and give me a drink. She is drawing water because she's thirsty too. And so he starts to explain to her about the living water. And how there's living water and there's like the well. So, and she's all, and then he says, up in the valley, you know, a flow, spring of water, living water. And then she's all like, well, Rabbi, how do I get this living water? And she's basically like, you know what? You don't have anything to draw with, and the well is deep. And she's like, well, how do I get living water? And then he tells her about it. And you see, folks, that living water, it's not bottled. It's not canned. It's not from a faucet. No way. It's beyond that. It's so beyond that. It's the living water. The well of eternal life. Just like that, those first two verses that we read tonight, where it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life, that's not life for 50 years, 60 years, 80, 90 years, 100 years. Eternal. Eternal means there is no limit on it. Natural life here on the earth has a time limit that God now set at 120 years. But eternal life is beyond that. See? And then, but in order to have this, Steve, can't be doing the whole doubt and unbelief thing. To quote another verse that I read tonight. He who does not believe is condemned already. He chose not to believe. That's why you can't be doubting God. You can't be walking in doubt and unbelief. You're like, he's not real. I doubt he'll do it for me. I doubt it. Will he or won't he? Oh. Then you're getting into doubt and unbelief, Thomas. Thomas only missed one church service. One. I wonder where he went that was so important. But he missed one. And then Jesus tells her, you know, I'll try to help. He's like, she goes on to say, well, how can I give me some of this living water so that I won't be thirsty again? And he explains, you know, it basically says, it's not water you drink with your lips, because obviously on earth, when we're thirsty, we go search for liquid in the fridge or wherever. Many times we look for water. And so whoever drinks, you know, the natural water, just the earthly water, like I said earlier, you know, whether you drink, whether your favorite is tap, only tap, or you have a certain bottled water that you like, or you like some of both. What I like is tap and Dasani. Just good old Dasani. Some of these other ones, like Aquafina from Pepsi, no, I could do without the Aquafina. But Dasani, much better. Living water, man. That's like above and beyond. That's not necessarily water we take with our lips. But while that's all going on, Jesus and his disciples were in town buying food. Some of them went to McDonald's. Some of them went to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Some of them decided they were going to the Chick-fil-A. Hopefully they had a Chick-fil-A there. Oh, wait a minute. It was only, you know, it was like 2,000 years ago. Oh, so there was no McDonald's, no Kentucky Fried Chicken, no Chick-fil-A, none of those other places that you and I go to, Popeyes or wherever, you know. And sure enough, they probably walked over there and went on a donkey. So, sorry, no going to the fast food restaurant. But they went to get food. I think it's funny, even Dr. Barclay's son, Josh Barclay, when he teaches sometimes, he'll tease and be like, about that whole fish thing, he'll be like, and they had a Long John Silver's meal in front of it, you know. Yeah, have you heard when he does that before? He'll say it was like from Long John Silver's, you know? And I think it's funny when he does that. And I like how Dr. Parsley, Pastor Rob Parsley, had called, in the past he called McDonald's, McDonald's. Remember I told you about that, Vernon? How about how he called it McDonald's instead of McDonald's? That's where I started doing that from, was from Pastor Parsley. But I also heard you doing it. Was that where you borrowed that from, with Dr. Parsley, or no? You didn't even know he did that, did you? But he did, in some of those old things from the 90s. And so, but nonetheless, they come back. They see him talking with the woman at the well. But none of them ask, Rabbi, Jesus, what are you doing talking to her? What are you doing even talking to a woman at all? Nonetheless, they didn't ask that. And then they say, you know, Rabbi, eat something. They're telling them, Jesus, why don't you just, are you sitting here at the wall? Why don't you eat something? Because after all, it was 6 hours, so noon, lunchtime. So they had gotten back from lunch, and they're like, why don't you have some lunch? And he's like, he basically tells them, I have food to eat that you don't know about. They ask him something about that, and he tells them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me, meaning God. My food is to do the will of God and to finish his work. Supposed to do the will of God. Whatever God calls us to do. Every one of us has an assignment on this earth through God. We were all assigned to something. Yes, we were. So the question is, what was it for you? Did he assign you to be a preacher? Did he assign you to be a singer? Did he assign you to maybe be a pilot, to fly the prophet of God around to places where he needs to go? Did he assign you to be an usher? To be a children's church worker? Like the best one anywhere? What did he assign you to be? Did he assign you to be an author, to write books for God's people? What did he assign you to do? He said, my food is to do the work of him who sent me. Do the will of God and finish his work. Finish it. And so, let me just check the time. Okay, we're good on time. And I was just, every so often I just check the time, listeners, so that I don't lose track of it and then end up, you know, just running all out of time, you know, before we pray and at the end. What have you. So that's why every so often once I really get preaching and really get going, I just kind of take a look. So, but he was saying, my food is to do the will of God. And I love how he said that. And so she goes to her town and brings some people back with her from the town. And so it's a real cool thing because normally Jews and Samaritans don't associate together. She got to talk to them and impart some things. He got to impart some things into her. And and so I love the way the book of John was written and how clearly the author makes it. And sometimes the author even expounds on certain things that are in it. And sometimes it'll say, like, when it said that, that's what Jesus meant. And so, as you'll see, in a few days, we'll get to chapter 9, which is where the blind man receives his sight when he's told, you know, go to Siloam and wash. And come, and then you'll come back seeing. By the way, I have a story kind of like that in my life where I went to a certain event and someone put some stuff on my, but you know what? When I teach on that, that's going to be the day that I'm going to tell you the story. And it's kind of wild, to be honest with you folks. But they say time and a place for everything. And so I'm trying to do it in a way that'll make sense. And being we didn't teach on that tonight, it won't make sense if I were to tell you that story right now. nonetheless. But I love how he explained all those different things, and it's just, as I have said before, all the different Gospels, to their own degree, were all written differently from each other. In June, or late May, or whenever, depending on when it opens, because after all, the kids here in my city do get out a little bit earlier than what they normally do this year, the 27th last day of school. So I don't know if they're going to open it up on the 28th, or if they're going to wait it up, wait until a little bit closer to mid-June to open it, or what. But that aside, about pool opening date, I'm not going to go to the pool and just lay around and try to pretend like I'm that invalid guy who has been that way for 38 years and kept trying to get in the pool, but then people kept getting in front of it. Nope, I'm not going to do that. And people were there to play. And it wasn't just anyhow. All kidding aside, I thank you, Jesus, for this word tonight. Thank you for these wells of life, for this living water. That is, these wells are like the example of like the wells of life, Father. There's different wells of life, that these wells would be unclogged so that living water can flow through them. And I thank you, Lord God, for that you loved us so much that you could save us. That those of us who believe in you don't perish, but we get eternal life. Eternal life, that's not just limited to life here on the earth. That's life on earth, and then also the life we'll have in heaven. And I'm so grateful to you for that. Also, I thank you for these people tonight who are believing you for healing miracles, for deliverance miracles, whatever it is that they're believing you for. Maybe they're in pain. Maybe they're bound by some things. Maybe they're otherwise sick, as opposed to just having pain from an injury or whatever. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you heal all of these things, all of this stuff right now. First and foremost, you heal our bodies. You strengthen our bodies. You strengthen our minds, our memories, our faculties, our joints and our bodies, our just everything about us, that you just quicken us, strengthen us, and even our spirits, that will chase after you more than what we have. And I take authority over all sickness and disease, and I bind it. Pain go, disease go, arthritis leave right now, COVID die right now, blindness you leave, not just my own eyes, but the eyes of these people, anyone else who is listening right now, who may have the same thing. Deafness, you leave right now in the name of Jesus. You, Jesus, you have power over the devil. We have power over. We have power over demons. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that all infirmity leaves right now and is bound. It's not going to come back. By your stripes, we were healed and made whole. In your name, Jesus. And now, Lord God, I thank you for souls, for these people. I pray that anyone listening to this program right now who doesn't know you, that they'll get a hold of us, that they'll get a hold of me, that they will ask you end of their life right now, that they will get right with you so that they can inherit your kingdom. Because as we know, for those who are unsaved, what I taught tonight will not work. But for those who are saved, put it into practice, it will work. And I thank you that we will put this word into practice in your matchless name. In your matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. And until tomorrow night, folks, God first, God always. And remember to tell someone about Jesus today. Tell them all. God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see y'all tomorrow night.